You're listening to week two of the Harrison Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. We will be joined by head coach Mo Sutton, breaking down the 55-0 loss against Wrights from week one. Plus, Joe Brown, the leader up front for the Warriors, will join us as well, talking about what the Warriors did well in week one and how that can translate to Friday night against Jasper. This show is brought to you by Bel Air Land, Award World Trophies, United Fidelity Bank, Mark's Barbecue, and Southwest Graphics. It should be a loaded show in week two of the Harrison Football Show right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Don't go anywhere. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Summertime means fun with family and friends, whether it's a weekend picnic or you're planning a wedding. No matter the event, when it comes to the food, Mark's Barbecue has a full catering menu from all the appetizers to a full menu with plenty of sides, and they can also bring the dessert. For a large gathering, get the whole hog. This summer, let Mark's Barbecue cater your next get-together, and for your convenience, they are open both Saturday and Sunday, closed on Monday. Locally owned and operated for more than 50 years, Mark's Barbecue, 3119 West Maryland Street. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on week two of the Harrison Football Show right here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Mo Sutton is here on the Ref to talk about last week's game, a 55-0 loss to Rice. Now, coach, really appreciate the time. I feel like in week one, no one really knows what their team's going to look like. No one really knows how the team is going to play in the first game. So there's only one way to go from here, and there's a lot to learn from the first game. What are your major takeaways from week one against Wrights?
Well, I mean, our schedule is loaded with, you know, heavy hitter up front.
Sure.
And, you know, we got to make sure we come out and play, and that's not what we did. And, you know, our first series, we drove down and, you know, punted the ball, and, you know, they got the ball on the five, and they drove 95 yards and scored. And then everything after that, they were, you know, on their own 20 and scoring from the red zone and just basically red zone offense for those guys. And, I mean, they scored. They scored points inside the red zone. So we didn't make it tough on them after the first score, made it pretty easy on them and pretty much went out there and laid down.
I hear what you're saying. I want to ask you about the defense more in a moment. But first, Anthony Bavoni, the quarterback, going down in the first half with an injury. What is his status? I know that, you know, anytime a quarterback gets hurt, it could be a big deal. So what's he looking like for this upcoming week?
I think, you know, I mean, in the first game, it was, you know, we just want to be really cautious to make sure that he's okay. And it's not a lingering injury, so we wanted to make sure that, you know, he's safe. And off of all precautionary measures, he set out for the remainder of the game and until further evaluation. He's in pretty good spirits today, so we'll see by Friday if he's ready to go. If not, you know, we'll go with the young guy, and we'll be ready to play a football game on Friday.
Again, head coach Mo Sutton, Harrison Football here on WREF. It's week two of the Harrison Football Show. Now, Coach, you mentioned the defense just not making it tough on the Wrights offense. For the Wrights offense themselves, they're really tough. They have a lot of guys up front that can block. They have a lot of guys in the backfield that can run. Jamontre Johnson is extremely dynamic. So defensively, if there was, I know they're, every team, every coach has more than one tweak they want to make. This time of year, it's a work in progress. But if there was one major tweak to make to the defense to make them a little bit more effective, what would it be by your estimation after four quarters so far this season?
We just got to get better at linebacker play and, recognizing, run pass and recognizing the screens and things like that. So, we just got to get better, and it comes with experience, and we'll continue to get better throughout the season. And that's what everybody's goal is. So, too early to hit the panic button. So we'll see how guys do this week during practice.
I know that Wrights took out some starters in the fourth quarter, but you guys didn't allow a single score in the fourth quarter. Defensively, do you feel like your guys kind of strapped up a little bit in the back end of the game, or was that just Wrights taking their starters out? Is there something that you could take positively from week one?
Well, Wrights took their starters out, and we let guys, some of our main guys still play, and then it was JV on JV. Some of our kids don't have very much football experience as they do on the West Side, and I keep saying that. It does make a difference. But more than most people think, when it comes to playing football, I think, we had some good stops when it was JV on JV. But, again, playing under the lights on Friday night is different. And, we'll see those guys play – the JV kids play head-to-head today, and we'll see what happens. I mean, they'll be going head-to-head again tonight, so it won't just be a fourth quarter. They'll actually get five quarters to play football tonight. So let them play. They're kids. Let them play. Let them have fun.
I like it. Again, Mo Sutton, the head coach for Harrison Football here on WREF. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to Week 2 of the Harrison Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot that. Never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on week two of the Harrison Football Show on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Joe Brown from the Warriors is here on the ref. Really appreciate the time. Joe, how are we doing?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
All good. Really appreciate your time. Now, as one of the leaders up front for this team, I know it was a disappointing result in week one, but, it's always an ongoing process. So what did you learn about you guys as a team, you as a player, and really your unit after four quarters in 2025?
I feel like as a team, we just got to be more put together. And there's things we got to work on. And there's things we did do Friday night that were good. But as a team and as a unit, we got more to do. And my performance, I wasn't at my best. I feel like I could have did better.
Well, I know that Coach Sutton believes in you and your ability, the unit as well. Now, I do want to ask you about what you said just a moment ago, which is, hey, we did some things that were good that we can build off of. What were those things? Because every team is looking for maybe strengths and weaknesses, things to work on throughout the year. But I do want to know about where you guys stand right now and what you do well.
I feel like what we do well is, like, we rally the ball well. We have, like, a good communication as a team and everything else. And I feel like on offense, we are able to move the ball when we work together. And that's our – I feel like we have a very strong front when we're all just as one.
I know on offense it's always hard, right, when the quarterback goes down, when Anthony went down. How did the huddle change in the first half?
It changed because, you know, he's a leader of one of ours. So us losing him, it affected us a little bit, but I had to let everyone know. We just got to adjust to it, you know, because it's going to be hard things in life you got to adjust to.
No doubt. Now, as you guys get ready for the game against Jasper, I know it's only Monday, so maybe you haven't had an opportunity to watch too much film, but Jasper throwing the ball a little bit more than they are usually accustomed to, the triple option in the past. I know that this is a good team. Both teams are good. Both teams looking for their first wins of the year. What do you feel that Harrison needs to do as a team to pick up that first win and improve to 1-1?
I feel like we need to go in at an evil level mindset, be focused, and be prepared for anything that comes at us. And we should deliver the first punch in the opening of the kickoff.
I like it. I like it a lot. That's Joe Brown here on WREF from Harrison Football, getting ready for week 2 of the 2025 season. Joe, I really appreciate your time. I got one more question for you before I let you go. And obviously,
yes,
you guys were looking for a different result against Wright. That's a really tough team to face in week 1. But the countdown in the offseason to get to football season, I know it's a long one. You guys have been looking forward to the season for so long. Now that you're in season, what does that do for your routine, for your time management, just your day-to-day? I know that everyone was looking forward to the season, and now it's finally here. So for you as a player and as an upperclassman, what is it like for you just to be in season?
It's a great feeling. Like, you know, the work that you put in all summer has finally paid off, so. When you enter week 1, and now it's just like everything's changed. It's like when you go throughout the week in school, that's the only thing that's been on your mind with the schoolwork is, what can I do Friday night because it's here, you know?
No doubt. Friday night right around the corner. Harrison gets another crack at it to pick up their first win of the season against Jasper. Looking forward to that one again. Joe Brown, the leader up front for the Warriors right here on WREF. Joe, appreciate the time. Good luck on Friday.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. Head coach Mo Sutton joins us in a moment to talk about the game against the Wildcats coming up on Friday night right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Summertime means fun with family and friends, whether it's a weekend picnic or you're planning a wedding. No matter the event, when it comes to the food, Mark's Barbecue has a full catering menu from all the appetizers to a full menu with plenty of sides, and they can also bring the dessert. For a large gathering, get the whole hog. This summer, let Mark's Barbecue cater your next get-together, and for your convenience, they are open both Saturday and Sunday, closed on Monday. Locally owned and operated for more than 50 years, Mark's Barbecue, 3119 West Maryland Street. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on week two of the Harrison Football Show on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein, the head coach. Mo Sutton is here on WREF, getting you ready for Harrison and Jasper, week two of the 2025 season. Really excited for this game, Coach. Now, I know that you guys left a lot on the field that you want to show from last week into this week. So what do you hope the biggest improvement from week one to week two is for the Warriors?
Well, the first thing is we got to score points.
Sure.
You can't win a football game if you don't get on the scoreboard. And then, two, you've got to be able to stop their offense. We didn't do that as well. We didn't do that very well this week either, or last week. So those are the two things we want to focus on this week, and that's just playing football.
You know, Jasper historically has been a triple option team. Not so much in week one against Memorial. So when you watch the tape, how surprised were you to see a different look for that offense? And what does that mean for your preparation?
I mean, their quarterback looks like a really good, great-looking kid, and he throws the ball pretty well. So we're going to have to defend on the perimeter. I mean, and he can put the ball in the holes, and I mean, you know, as far as running the ball, Jasper's been their Jasper. They can run the ball as well, but, you know, shocked to see this big kid come in and he's throwing the ball all over the place. I mean, good for them. We'll try to defend.
You know, talking earlier about Bavoni, the quarterback, his status for you guys. Now, I know it's early in the week. It's Monday, so you don't quite know where he's going to be at by the end of the week. But I'll ask you this. If he is ready to go, do you expect the full playbook to be available to him? In other words, is he going to be 100% if he does play?
Of course. I mean, he's got to figure it out. You know, last year as a sophomore, he sat behind the guy and, you know, going into last year, it was a quarterback battle between him and another kid, and the other kid ended up beating him out. This year, you know, he's got he won the spot. I mean, there was really no one to compete with. So now, you know, it's time for him to step up and be the man. And you know, at any given time, he will step up and be the man. So if he's feeling 50%, he'll show up and give 100% effort. So no question about that. Just, you know, he's a kid and he's got something to prove to everybody. So I'm thinking, you know, he's going to give it a shot.
Really looking forward to seeing what you guys put out there on Friday night against Jasper. Both teams looking for their first wins of the season, Harrison and Jasper, Friday night. But, of course, this is week two of the Harrison Football Show with head coach Mo Sutton, and I'm Brad Klein. Coach, really, really appreciate you taking the time, breaking down last week and getting ready for this upcoming week. You're the man, and can't wait to do it again with you next week.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, again, this is week two of the Harrison Football Show right here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.